Are actors becoming obsolete in Hollywood as artificial intelligence steps into the spotlight? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of film and artificial intelligence. Let's get into it. This week, the spotlight is on two films, The Brutalist and Emilia Perez, which are challenging our understanding of where an actor's performance ends and AI begins. The Brutalist has stirred conversation by using artificial intelligence to refine its actors' dialogue, particularly in perfecting the Hungarian language for authenticity. Meanwhile, Emilia Perez used AI to extend star Carla Sofia Gascon's vocal range, blending her singing voice with that of French pop star Camille. Adrien Brody, who recently won the Golden Globe for his role in The Brutalist, is now an Oscar favorite. But this raises a compelling question. Should actors be eligible for awards if AI was used to enhance their performance? The film's editor, David Janso, a native Hungarian speaker, sought impeccable accuracy in the Hungarian dialogue, using AI to ensure it sounded flawless even to locals. Director Brady Corbett has been clear about the role of AI in the film, insisting that the performances by Brody and co-star Felicity Jones remain their own. The AI tool from Ukrainian software company Respeecher was used merely to tweak certain vowels and letters for accuracy, not to replace their performances. Their English dialogue remains untouched. In Emilia Perez, the process of extending Gascon's vocal range was a collaborative effort involving multiple artists. This echoes broader industry concerns highlighted during the 2023 SAG-AFTRA strike, which focused on AI's role in the industry and the fight for protections that continue today. The use of AI in these films prompts us to question what level of authenticity we're comfortable with. If AI can make perfect possible, are we setting that as the new standard for performances? The Brutalist and Emilia Perez are exploring these boundaries, but it begs the question, when does refining a performance turn into creating an entirely new one with AI? Screen Australia has already set key principles for AI use, emphasizing human talent and transparency. The Brutalist and Emilia Perez adhered to these principles, prioritizing the actor's consent and talent while being transparent about the process. Yet the slippery slope remains. How long before actors themselves risk redundancy as AI capabilities expand? The Brutalist, while striving for artistic integrity and authenticity, ironically leans on technology that could undermine the very essence it seeks to portray. As AI continues to perfect portrayals of the human experience, we must ask ourselves if we are losing some of its essence in the process. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. Imagine scrolling through your feed and seeing a video of a public figure making shocking statements. You share it, only to find out later it was entirely fabricated by artificial intelligence. This isn't a scene from a sci-fi film. It's the new normal in our digital landscape. The implications are huge. Media outlets, governments, and tech companies are scrambling to figure out how to regulate AI-generated content before it reshapes industries. The stakes? Trust in every piece of information we consume is on the line. We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore, an executive at a major news outlet admitted. This sentiment reflects a growing concern across the media sector as AI tools become more sophisticated and accessible. In the past year, AI-written news articles have surged 400%, forcing platforms to rethink how they surface content. This rise in synthetic media means that the traditional gatekeepers of truth, journalists, editors, and fact-checkers, must adapt quickly or risk being sidelined. A recent study by the Center for Strategic and International Studies found that people can only distinguish AI-generated content from real media about half the time. That's as good as a coin toss. It highlights a critical shift. Humans can no longer rely solely on their senses to identify deception. generative AI has become a tool of both creation and deception. From humorous deepfakes of celebrities to malicious fake news stories influencing elections, the technology's potential for misuse is vast. And with the U.S. presidential election just around the corner, the risk of AI-generated misinformation is a pressing concern. Financial fraud, too, has seen a 700% increase, with AI scams predicted to cost up to $40 billion by 2027. The technology allows criminals to clone voices, create convincing fake videos, and craft personalized phishing emails at an unprecedented scale. The rise of synthetic media is more than just a technological evolution. It's a social and political one, too. It challenges our fundamental ability to trust what we see and hear, and it's reshaping the fabric of our digital society. As the landscape continues to evolve, the question remains, how do we balance the benefits of AI with the need to protect against its potential harms? The answer will shape the future of media and information integrity. AI's role in television drama is on the verge of a transformation that could make ChatGPT or other AI tools a regular feature in acceptance speeches at award shows. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, at least not this year. The buzz around AI in the television industry is palpable, yet the tools are not quite refined enough for high-end drama, according to Guy Bisson from Ampere Analysis. Bisson predicts that within the next 18 months, we'll witness a surge in AI usage across scripted content. While European TV heavyweights are openly exploring AI for formats and non-scripted content, the U.S., studios are treading carefully. The cautious approach stems partly from last year's contentious writers and actors strikes, where AI use was a hot topic. The U.S., studios' hesitancy also relates to the murky legal waters surrounding copyrighted material used to train AI tools. There's a fear of potential liability, which is why companies like Disney and Netflix have declined to license content to tech giants like Alphabet and Meta for AI experimentation. Despite these challenges, some intriguing uses of AI in TV have surfaced. Disney Plus used AI voice cloning to recreate a young Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian. Marvel Studios tapped into AI for the credit sequence of Secret Invasion. These examples, while not commonplace, hint at AI's potential to reshape the industry. On the creative front, tools like Synalytic and StoryFit are already assisting writers by analyzing scripts and providing feedback. Generative AI tools such as ChatGPT and Midjourney offer new ways to develop storyboards and pitch decks. Yet, as writer Mark Goffman notes, AI isn't ready to take over the creative process. It requires significant input from writers to generate anything meaningful. Mark Guggenheim, another prominent writer, echoes this sentiment, describing AI as both a useful tool and phenomenally destructive. He insists that AI cannot yet replace writers or produce high-quality scenes independently. The technology still needs to mature before it can be fully embraced by studios. Even with these limitations, the potential of AI in TV drama remains tantalizing. The industry stands at a crossroads, with AI poised to be both a creative ally and a disruptive force. As the technology evolves, the stakes are high, and the future of storytelling hangs in the balance. The fifth edition of the Artificial Intelligence Journalism World Forum is set to take center stage at the American University of Sharjah on April 28th and 29th, 2025. This event is a collaboration between the Artificial Intelligence Journalism for Research and Forecasting and the university's College of Engineering, along with its Artificial Intelligence, Smart Infrastructure, Robotics Research Center. It's a gathering that promises to push the boundaries of how AI intersects with media and education. Professor Abdullatif Al-Shamsi, a key figure in the forum, emphasizes the historical context of AI, likening its evolution to the intrigue sparked by the 18th century Mechanical Turk. He notes that while AI isn't new, it's the speed of its development that's truly groundbreaking. The forum aims to explore AI's transformative power in content creation, setting a framework for future shifts in the industry. This year's theme is particularly exciting as it highlights the pioneering efforts in AI education within the Arab world, especially at the American University of Sharjah. Under the visionary leadership of His Highness Dr. Sheikh Sultan bin Mohammed Al Qassimi, Sharjah is becoming a hub for AI-integrated pedagogy, setting new standards for educational institutions globally. Professor Fadi Al-Lul, Dean of the College of Engineering at AUS, sees the forum as a platform to unite experts and leaders in a dynamic race to integrate AI responsibly. The goal is to elevate industry standards and enhance the labor market by fostering ethical frameworks for AI adoption. One of the forum's highlights is the Human Talents versus Generative AI Challenge, a first-of-its-kind competition. This challenge pits human talents against generative AI tools in creating diverse content, from media to academic and scientific outputs. It's a fascinating look at how AI competes with human creativity, evaluated on criteria like accuracy, language eloquence, and audience engagement. The Artificial Intelligence Journalism World Forum isn't just a conference. It's a global platform shaping the future of media and AI. Since its inception in 2021, it has been at the forefront of exploring the impact of AI on journalism, from data analysis to combating fake news. With over 200 researchers and journalists participating from 20 countries, the forum continues to be a leading force in AI media innovation. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. From Hollywood's AI-infused performances to the groundbreaking AI Journalism World Forum, the landscape of media is rapidly evolving. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.